making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, making its debut in Kroger stores throughout. It's going to be in Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee is Vive Pumpkin Spice Hard Seltzer.
It's not going to be here in Indiana.
No.
Boo.
I'm going to have to drive to Ohio to go get it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is going to be coming in September, and then they're going to expand further, I guess.
Okay.
Later on, but it's going to be.
Sounds yum. Yeah. I love pumpkin anything.
It's going to be $9.99 for a pack.
Okay.
Not bad. Like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 5% alcohol by volume, 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs. And of course, it's pumpkin spice hard seltzer. And so it has to be gluten free.
Of course.
So you can get that in those three states in September, and then they'll expand further later on. So have you heard about this fire tornado?
I haven't a glance at that. I didn't get to read it fully.
So if 2020 couldn't get more absurd, Mother Nature has taken inspiration from the horror novelist Stephen King.
Oh my God.
As wildfires destroyed nearly 20,000 acres in the eastern Sierras on Saturday, California's Office of National Weather Service issued a warning for a fire tornado with deadly blasts of fire, heat, and wind up to 60 miles an hour.
What?
It's called Fire Nado.
Oh my gosh. The warning was
the first of its kind for the climate phenomenon. Huh? Could you imagine seeing a fire tornado come in your direction?
What is happening?
Why are you shocked? It's 2020.
Exactly.
Lightning should come out of that thing.
Right.
And strike things down around
randomly.
It. So 1 in 3 Americans don't want the coronavirus vaccine when it comes out. So, you know, there was some fear that there might not be enough to go around, but... You know, 60% of respondents in a poll conducted by NPR and PBS NewsHour, 60% of people said that they would get it, but 35%, which doesn't make sense to me, 60 and then 35.
35 so 5% didn't answer.
35% that said that they would actually refuse to get the vaccine because they'd like to see what goes on with it first.
Right.
What do you got over there, Mindy?
So, police are mentioning we had a bad accident in Lake Monroe, right near Bloomington this weekend. 2 adults and a boy are dead after a vehicle went down a boat ramp into the water. The witnesses heard the driver calling for help and trying to get out of the vehicle as it began to sink about 10:30 p.m. Saturday night. State conservation officers say the witnesses weren't able to rescue that inside before the vehicle sank. The 2 adults were pronounced dead at the scene. The boy was taken to a Bloomington hospital where he later passed. So Madonna hasn't been one to stay home during the pandemic. And, of course, this past weekend was her birthday. So she is in Jamaica right now for a week-long bash. Celebrating her 62nd birthday, she's hanging at the Round Hill Hotel in Montego Bay. She actually has been previously partying in London and New York at various places as well. And it looks like bald eagles think drones are just annoying as the rest of us do. An eagle in Michigan's Upper Peninsula waged a one-bird war on a drone aircraft, attacking it in midair, ripping off the propeller and sending it on a 162-foot plunge into the waters of Lake Michigan.
That would have been fun to see.
I know. I thought of you. I was like, is it scary of seeing this?
Did I ever tell you I saw one? I saw a bald eagle the last time I was... So what was this? Memorial Day weekend?
There's been a couple here that I've seen.
Really?
In Indiana, yes.
Oh, man. Like this.
There were two right together that Bob and I saw over by Geist.
It was like seeing a unicorn.
Right.
Because I just crossed the bridge. I went up to the Upper Peninsula, and I was just like maybe, I don't know, 20 miles north, and just saw this massive Jurassic-size bird flying through. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is America right there.
Yeah, we got a picture of it. They were like sitting there. They were just sitting there talking. So
I would have loved to see a bald eagle fight a drone.
Right?
Like, how much more American can you get than that?
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.